This year's South by Southwest came under a lot of scrutiny because of some language in the contract it gives to musicians. Specifically, the contract said that South by Southwest would notify immigration authorities if artists have acted in ways that adversely affect the viability of their musical showcase. It also said, quote, accepting and performing unofficial events may result in immediate deportation, revoked passport, and denied entry by U.S. Customs and Border Patrol.
There was a lot of public backlash to this, and some musicians signed an open letter to South by Southwest asking them to rescind these portions of the contract. The festival released a statement saying it would amend the contract for 2018. Though this language had been part of the South by Southwest contract for several years, it stands out this year since the festival began less than 2 months after President Trump's first executive order on immigration.
And KJZZ's Sarah Ventry is almost on her way to South by Southwest and joins us now. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. So yeah, as you mentioned, this year's South By has really shown the intersection between music and politics. And in response to the executive orders on immigration, a few organizations partnered together to create a showcase called Contraband, which features bands from banned countries. So I talked about this with Nicole Merritt. She is the general manager and producer of Global Fest, which is an organization that highlights music from all over the world. And she says that artist mobility has been an issue for a while, things like getting visas for artists. And the executive order had an immediate impact.
People were now afraid to book artists coming from these regions just because economic blowback. You know, they didn't want to say they're going to present an artist and then have the artist not be able to get a visa and come and perform. So we wanted to do something to show that this is really important, that we keep promoting diversity, especially at this moment.
So tell me about maybe one or two of the artists that are performing at Contraband that you're particularly excited about.
Sure. Well, I'm particularly excited about Pharaoh. They're originally from Mogadishu, but they were forced to flee after war broke out in 1991. And they relocated to Canada as refugees, where during their teen years they really discovered a passion for music. And their goal is to talk about music and the aspirations of Somalia. Don't call me. Another artist I'm really excited about is Emmanuel Chai. He's a South Sudanese Canadian musician and actor, and he's a former child soldier and political activist. So his music obviously has some really powerful political undertones, but has a really celebratory element to it that is sort of a perfect fit for Contraband, where we're trying to highlight an issue that's really important, but also doing so in a celebratory way to showcase why music is really the perfect tool to highlight this issue and show that diversity is important in this country.
So obviously, Global Fest, you have your eye on music from lots of different parts of the world. And when I was originally looking at the lineup of artists playing official showcases from South by Southwest this year, it seemed to me that there were kind of a lack of artists that were not from North America or Europe this year, even more than last year. Like, I remember seeing artists from lots of different parts of the world at showcases last year. This year, it felt like it wasn't so much. Did you also get that impression?
I think that it's just becoming increasingly more expensive, and the challenges are becoming increasingly more for international artists to come to South By. I do think that South By has made a really concerted effort to have more international artists, but in the end, it ends up being, you know, really it's an investment for artists to come. And I think now that visas are so much harder to get, it really puts an extra barrier for artists to come to South By. So that may be a result of that.
Had you heard anything about artists having trouble getting visas to come this year, even not from the countries that were part of the original executive order, but people from foreign countries that may have just had trouble getting the visa to get here in the first place?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, even through our work at Global Fest this past year, visas are taking longer to get. The requirements that they have to show that they're a special artist, that they can do something that an American artist can't do, the barriers just keep growing, and it becomes harder and harder for artists to do this, and they're increasingly losing money. As the cost of touring in the U.S. go up, it just becomes more and more difficult for international artists to make the trip.
That's Nicole Merritt of Global Fest, one of the organizations putting on the Contraband Showcase.
And that's KJZZ's Sarah Ventry. Sarah, thanks. Safe travels.
Thank you.
And make sure to hear Sarah's reports from South by Southwest throughout the week on KJZZ. You can follow all of our South by Southwest coverage by visiting kjzz.org/sxsw.